Not.
Okay. Daf Nuntes. We're on the top there. We had a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand and Avada Bar Ahava on the other hand about when is it that according to Rav Meir, if the husband is makdish the moisor, he wants to be makdish the extra work that she did, the overtime. Yeah. So Rav Meir said it's hektish. So we had Rav and Shmuel who said that it works. It's la'achar misa. Why is it la'achar misa? Because he can't do it now. Yeah, because they say that the mizoinus is tachas ma'aseh yadeha.
Depends. We said which way you look at it.
Right.
What's the trade off for what?
Yeah, and so we're talking about where he's not giving her.
Is the mizoinus
where he's given
tachas ma'aseh yadeha, or is it the other way around?
Yeah, we're talking about where he gave her mizoinus, but he didn't give her the pocket money. Yeah. So according to Rav and Shmuel, the mizoinus corresponds to ma'aseh yadeha, and therefore, and the mo'ah kesef is for the overtime. Since he's not giving her the pocket money, the overtime belongs to her, and therefore he can't get it until lachar misa. Yeah. And Rav Ada Bar Ahava says no, the mizoinus corresponds to the overtime, and the pocket money corresponds to the ordinary wages, I think they call it. And since he's not giving her mizoinus, therefore the moiser, since he is giving mizoinus, therefore the moiser belongs to him, and therefore he's makdashid, and therefore even mechayim, it's kodesh. Yeah, that was what we got to yesterday. So the Gemara, I think we stopped at Maika Miflagi, yeah? 6 lines from the top. Yeah. Maika Miflagi, Marsav Amirid Shchiach Amirid Shchiach. What's the basis for the logic of what was corresponding to what? So, So Rav and Shmuel says mizoinus is common, that the husband needs to supply mizoinus, and ma'aseh is common that she does ordinary earnings. So therefore, they were misakin, those two things corresponding to each other. Masha'in kain, overtime is not shchiach. Omar savar mida dekayitz and mida dekayitz. And Rav Ada Bar Ahava says no, the fixed amount. So they fix something which is fixed, so the ma kesef is a ma. It's a fixed amount of money, and the ma'aseh yadeha, the ordinary earnings is fixed. I was going to say 40 hours a week, but we'll see later what's the fixed amount, the fixed work that a woman does, is defined, yeah. And therefore it's got a so therefore the it makes sense to fix to misaken. That something fixed corresponds to something fixed, and the things that are so the overtime is not a fixed amount. Overtime is whatever, and mizunis is also whatever she needs, and therefore they were masakin those two things off of each other. Okay, so now we ask Meisave, Kasha on Avada Bar Ahava. It says in the Braisa, Tiknu mizunis tachas ma'aseh yadeha. Yeah, so that seems pretty clear that it's not for the overtime, it's for the ma'aseh yadeha itself. So the Gemara says, "Eima tachas moiser ma'aseh yadeha." Just stick one more word in there and edit it, and it'll fit with Rav Ada Bar Ahava.
The overtime work.
Yeah. Toshima, try again. Imena neisin lemor kesef l'tzarcheha. If he doesn't give her one more of money for pocket money for her own things, ma'aseh yadeha shela, then she gets to keep ma'aseh yadeha. So that seems to imply. Like Rav Ada Bar Ahava, not like Rav and Shmuel, it's the ma'aseh yadeha that corresponds to the pocket money. So Gemara says again, so just like Rav Ada Bar Ahava puts one word into the other brisa, Rav and Shmuel will put one more word into this brisa. Eima meiser ma'aseh yadeha shelo. Fred to Gemara, but just a minute. Well, look, Atani, on this brisa we learned mahi oisa when it comes to actually tell you what is it. What is the ordinary amount of work that a woman has to do? So they assume that a woman's standard profession is that she weaves. When you weave, you have the warp and the weft. One of them is shesi, one of them is shesi, and one of them is erev. Whichever one's which. Warp and, what is it? Warp and weft?
Warped.
Warped. No, what does it go?
Warp.
Warp.
W-A-R-P and weft.
W-E-F-T, right.
I think weft is the one that goes across ways, and I always remember that because it sounds like he's going from white to weft.
Oh, got it. Okay, so there's Shasi, which is the warp, I think.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, so she has to weave five, the weight of five sellers of wool.
Of Judean
Judean currency. Yeah, which is, we're going to say it's in Galil, they had a different an empirical measure or whatever it was, so that's different. Yeah. So there's a fixed amount there. And there, and so on this brisa which said that that the Maisi Odeha corresponds to the Mo'o Kesef, it talks about the ordinary earnings. Doesn't talk about overtime, because it even tells you what's the definition of ordinary earnings. And it says the Gemara, Hakikama, Rabbi Shmuel, will learn Pshat Lebraisa.
If you don't know what the definition of ordinary earnings, how do you know what overtime is?
Oh, that's exactly what Rabbi Shmuel say. Oh. The reason why it gives you the definition of ordinary earnings is in order to define overtime. Hakikama, Maisia da Kama, Hava, how much is ordinary earnings? Delay da Maisadi da Kama. So we should know what's overtime. As that is Mishka Chamish Loim Sibi Yehuda Shanesa Sloim Begolil. It's exactly right. So therefore, according to Rav and Shmuel, it's only telling you what ordinary earnings are so that you'll know what overtime is. Exactly like you said. Okay. Omar.
So the Galil weight system is much lighter. It's double the...
Is, well, double or half, depends how you look at it. Yeah, you need 10 of them to get 5 of... So it's half. A seller in Galil is half as much as a seller in Yehuda. Omar, Shmuel, Halacha K'Rab Yechon Asanlar. So all this was talking about... Rav Meir, he was in a Mishnah. Yeah, he said that he can be Maktish. So Rav Meir said,
the Moiser is Chulin.
Rav Meir said he can be Maktish. Rav Meir said it's Chulin. That means he can't be.
He can't be Maktish
the Moiser. Moiser there for sure. But even the overtime, Rav Meir Masana says he cannot be. He cannot be Maktish the overtime because that's hers. Full stop. That's what Rebbe Chaim said. So the Gemara asked the Miyamar, so what is he saying? So according to Rebbe Chaim Sandler, he cannot be Maktish. So the Gemara asked the Miyamar Shmuel Hachi, the Shmuel Pastak Rebbe Chaim Sandler, but now with the Mishnah, Kainim Shanias Leficha, this is regarding the Dorim. Yeah, the woman says, I'm making a neder that whatever I produce is osur to you to eat. Yeah, it's such a vow, ain't it tzarich l'hafer. He doesn't need to annul this vow because it's not hers anyway. Masi Adayim belongs to him. So she cannot usher his thing on him. I can't come into your house and say, you know what? I'm making dinner, you can't eat your dinner. Yeah. So therefore, that's what she's doing, and therefore he doesn't even have to bother being made for such a neder. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yofer. Rabbi Akiva says he should be made for the neder anyway. Shema Tadif Olav Yosef and Aroyloi. What if, because you might do a bit extra. The overtime, yeah? Overtime, it would be chal on the overtime. Yeah?
So Mitzad Sofik, he has to be made for the neder. Maybe she's
it's not a Sofik, it's just a.
It's
no,
moister and it's not
it's not a Sofik, it's to be safe. Because if she does moister, then it would be also taka. So he should be made for. He should be made for it so that the leftovers will be mutter as well. And Rabbi Yechon ben Uri Yemer Yofer Shem. He also says he should be made for the neder, but why? Shem Yegar Shena. Maybe he will divorce her. V'tehei Asur Alachzer. And if that vow is outstanding, once he divorced her, yeah, and he wants, if he wants, and now she has a vow. Now the vow is chal. Yeah, she made it to neder when they're married. That whatever she does, he can't have. So while they're married, that vow can't take effect because it doesn't belong to her. But once he divorces her, the vow suddenly is chal.
So
later,
everything. Is
so from then on, everything is also to him. So he can't marry her. Yeah. So what was the thing Rabbi Yechon Asanla? Rabbi Yechon Asanla said it's the hektish is not chal at all. Why? Why isn't it chal lachamisa at least?
Hektish.
Yeah. Because he's gonna inherit from her if she dies. So why don't we say, okay, while she's alive, yeah, it's you can argue it's his, it's Nishtis, but once she's dead, it's for sure his, yeah. So why doesn't he at least say la'acha misa? Yeah, so it must be because he holds you can't be maktish something that doesn't exist yet. Yeah. So therefore, so and a small paskin like that, like you can't be makdir something that doesn't exist yet. Now what's happened there? Yeah, but what happens here with the neder? Omar Shmuel, here's Shmuel Pasa Rebbe Menuri. What did Rebbe Menuri say here? Maybe he'll divorce her, and then it will be also to come back. That's also a davish la bala ilo. Yeah?
No, but isn't that lamafreya?
How can
the issur that we're talking about is chal on things that she's already...
No, it's not. If he's married to her, the issur is not chal now. Because the, on the maisiyah daim she's doing now, it's not chal.
Okay, she made something on Wednesday. On Thursday he divorced her. So the thing she made on Wednesday is osur to him because it's not his.
No.
On Wednesday it's osur to him because of her neder. On Thursday it's osur to him because he's divorced her and it's not his.
No, no. On Wednesday it's mutter to him.
Even though she made a neder. Oh, because she can't make
Because she can make a neder because you can't stop someone from eating their own dinner. Right? So when is the neder going to take effect?
Only when he's
Megarish. Only when he's Megarish or later. But it's chal according to Rebbe Chemenuri. And Shmuel Paskin is like him. Yeah? So we're seeing the neder is chal on a Dovash Lebala Olam. And we're assuming at this point that a neder and Hektish is very similar in most types of aspects.
Well,
Hektish is a type of neder. And therefore, just like the neder, just like Shmuel Paskin, that the neder can be chal on something that's Lebala Olam now. So therefore, according to that, the Hektish should be chal also a Dovash Lebala Olam. So what? So Shmuel seems to be contradicting himself. After the Gemara, Ki Amar Shmuel. And for the Gemara, Ki Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yechim Benuri. When does Shmuel say Halacha Rabbi Yechim Benuri Lahadofa? He's not talking about what's going to be Shaloi Bala Olam. He's talking about the extra, which is even now Bala Olam. Yeah, that's what he means. When he said Halacha Rabbi Yechim Benuri, he meant on the bit about Yofer, but he didn't mean around about the reason of Shamayi Garshena. It wasn't because he might divorce her, because that's Lo Bala Olam. Why is it? Because you might do extra. Fred the Gemara, if that's the case. Oh, but all the Dorim are Chalim.
Maybe she'll do extra. I mean, that's
oh, 1 minute. But yeah, so.
We're not talking about an existent thing. We're talking about.
Yeah, so Rashi says, just like you, Hashta Nami have a motzi lakshuya soif soif la boila oilam. He could have still said the quick question, well, because Lo Nasa, because he hasn't done any extra.
Yeah,
but it asks a different kasha and upflugs and changes his mind. So you're right. You could have asked that, according to Rashi. Yeah, but instead the Gemara asks a better, it's really a stronger question. You are telling me that he passed like Rebbe Chaim Benuri, legabe the fact that he should be Mefer, but not for the reason of Shema Yegashena. Yeah? Then he should say so. He should say, I passed him. I passed him like his halacha that yofer, but I don't agree with his reason. Yeah, so he should say only for the hadafa, and it's only chal on the hadafa, not on the current ma'aseh daim. Inami, or he should say ein halacha k'tanakama. It would also be clear if he said ein halacha k'tanakama. Tanakama says ein tzarich lahofer. If you just want to talk about the halacha without going into the reasons, you should just say tzarich lahofer or ein halacha k'tanakama. Or even better, Rinami Alachak Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said Mefurish that he should do it mitzar Hadofa. So if you're saying that he should be Mefer because of Hadofa, that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva says. So what are you doing, Pasuk Rabbi Yechim Benuri, and then having to farkvetch that he only mean the halacha and not the reason? Rabbi Akiva says the same halacha with the same reason. So why don't you Pasuk Rabbi Akiva? Why Pasuk Rabbi Yechim Benuri? Yeah, so it can't be. Elam Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, no, there's taka. There's taka two different things that Shmuel is paskening. By the neder is paskening it is chal, and by the hektish is paskening it is not chal. Why is it so? Rabbi Yosef, kainim kamarta. You're comparing hektish to a kainim. Kainim is when I say that this is osur on you. The word kainim implies that I'm taking this piece of food and it's osur on a particular person. Yeah, that's what a kainim is. Kainim is different. Shiny kain mois. Mitech sh'adam mois ha'peiris chaveri alav. Because what can I do with a kainim? I can take my food and say it's osur on you with a neder. So I can make a neder that makes...
Because it's your property. You can make.
That's right. But on my neder is chal on you.
So then...
Yeah? So it's osur to you to eat it.
So actually, again, the other guy can't make a neder on your...
You can't make a neder on someone else's.
He can make a neder on himself. Will not take from your thing.
Yes. Yes, but a kainim is on the cheftza, right? Yeah, so you can make a something on a gavra like a shrua. Yeah, that's a different thing. But if I make a neder, on a chefza, yeah, and I can
it
make
to be your chefza,
yeah, it's my chefza, but I can make the iser chal on you, yeah. So because we say just like a neder exceeds the usual parameters that I can ask for something on you when you just are sitting there innocently, is therefore there's obviously stronger rules about nedarim. Is therefore he can be, it says here makdish, but what he means to say is that he's oyser, yeah.
Because otherwise, he doesn't use the, not
mitzad hektish. Not mitzad hektish, because we're trying to be bechalak here between koinvus and hektish. Is oyser dover shlobela ilum. So when it comes to nedarim, just like I can break the rules and make a nedachal on you, yeah. So I can also make a nedachal on dover shlobela ilum. Masha'enken hektish. A hektish is not chalab. So that's a Shmuel is not contradicting himself. There's a difference between nedarim and hektish. And
Lepel, can a person be maktish a davar shalei b'olayl?
Next
year's payers will be all.
Shmuel paskins that you can't. Yeah, he says you can't be maktish a davar shalei b'olayl, but you can be koinim. You can make a koinim on a davar shalei b'olayl. Amalei Abaye, just a minute over here. How did you extrapolate like that? Bishlama adam oisar payers chaveri alav. I understand. There's a logic to say a person can usher someone else's things on himself, yeah. Shekain adam oiser peresav al chaveru. Because just like I can usher my things on you, I can usher your things on me, yeah.
But Paul, you're only having an impact on those things which you are in control of, your property or yourself.
But here, exactly. So if I say, what am I saying? That I want to aser a davar shaloi bala olam on you. Yeah, yaser davar shaloi bala olam al chaveroi. That's more like
that's
making
two things that you have no control.
Yeah,
over.
That's like me saying you can't eat your own dinner. Shekain ein adam oiser peres chaveri al chaveroi. Yeah, it's two things I haven't got. Number one, it's lo bala olam, and number two, it's you. Yeah, so that's like saying that you can't eat your own dinner, which doesn't work. So therefore, I shouldn't be able to aser a davar shaloi bala olam on you. Elam ravun ben Yeshua. Yeah, the whole thing of the neder that she made was not about it wasn't a davar shalei bala olam. It was because the neder was chal on her hands. But Omeris yikotra yadai lo isayim. She makes a neder that her hands are osur, are holy, whatever. The yadayim is nehuba olam, and the hands are not a davar shalei bala olam.
You're talking about the hands as if they're a separate entity to her, but it means her.
Well, her hands
to work.
No, it means her hands, because her hands exist.
What if she does the avodah with her feet? I don't know.
She weaves with her feet.
She has a machine.
She should go to a circus.
Does
she go to a circus? Okay.
A sewing machine where you push the pedal to make it go.
So if she says, Yodai Varaglai.
Maisa Yodai doesn't mean what I'm producing.
Okay.
It doesn't mean my hands.
Okay. But so let's say the normal case where it's a die. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So therefore, she says, Yikach Yodai Sayyam, and the hands exist. Fred the Gemara, what? If she says that while she's married, me, Mekadish, is that going to work? Hamish Abdullah. The hands belong to him at that point in time. So it still shouldn't work. Well, the Meshubah to him, anyway. They don't belong to him, but they're Meshubah to him. So he answers, the Amra, she says, L'chim Megarsha, that it should be Chal when you divorce me. So and that's not considered a Davar Shalei Bala Olam. Because the hands exist.
Why does she have to make such a shvua?
She wants him not to divorce her. So he says, if you divorce me, anything that I do, you
can
lost
anyway
him.
Nothing to do with him.
No, but now it's a neder. It's a koinu.
If he touches her mashgadayim when he's divorced, there's a geneva.
No, he can't come to her house for dinner. Like it's not just.
Most of the time, we're talking about she goes to work to earn money, right?
Yeah.
This money belongs to her once she's divorced. Once she's crossing herself,
but she could give it to him. He could have an offer from it, though.
Okay, so
I can have an offer from your property. I can go to.
She's ushering him to.
Yeah, I go to your house and you give me a glass of water, so I've had an offer from your property, right? It's not neighbor. You gave it to me. But he wouldn't be allowed to go into her house and she'd give him something to Masha Dai. So the Gemara says, just a minute over here. You're saying that it's considered a davar shabala olam because her hands exist, but it's not going to be chal until later, until after he divorces her. That's what you're saying? Is there such a thing to ila hashta loy kaddish that now it's not it doesn't work now because now it's meshubet to him? Well, kame kaddish and later on it does work. Rabbi Loy says, why not? Why can't you have something that now it doesn't work and later on it does work? Let's say someone says to his friend, Sada zusha ani moichalach, I'm selling you a field. When I buy it back, I'm making it hektish. So therefore, he can't do it now because he's selling it to you. Yeah, but he's saying, when I buy it back, it'll be kodesh. Mile kacha. No, but when I buy it, okay. Then it's not chal. But when I buy it, that's what it does. But he's saying it does work because the field is a dover shabala oilam. That's still considered a dover shabala oilam. It's maskif for Rav Yirmiyah. So Rav Yirmiyah asks a question on the question. Rav Yirmiyah asked a question on the question. Me, Domi, is it the same as the guy selling the field and saying, when I get it back, I'm going to make it hekdish? Hasam beyad elaktisha. Because he's about to sell it. So if he wanted to be makdish it right now, he could. Instead, he's selling it, and he says, I'm going to be makdish it when it comes back. So because he could have done it now if he wanted to, so he can make it so that it should be chal later also. Yeah? But over here, hacha, ain't be asma. If she says, I'm making the neder that it should take effect when I get divorced, she hasn't got the option to divorce herself or to make herself be divorced. He has that option. Yeah? So it's not biyada. Halai domi, if you want to compare it to something with selling a field, it's more like this. It's as if I sold the field already to you, and right now, in this moment in time, it's yours. And now I say, yeah, and that's right, I'm making a neder on yours. That when I buy it, it'll be hektish. That it's not chal. Because at the time when I'm making it, it's yours. So that's back to implying that as long if I can't do it now, yeah, if I can't do it now, I shouldn't be able to do it later either. Maski for Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked a question on the question that Rabbi Yomi asked on the question. Yeah, me domi, is that really similar? Hasam gufu peiris biyada de lekeach. When you sold a field, the lekeach has everything. He's got the field. He's got the field, and he has the rights to the peiris. So it's all his, and therefore it's not chal if you would make a neder on the other guy's field to bichal later, it wouldn't work. Aber hacha, the gufa is biyada. Even though her hands are meshubit to him, but the hands themselves are in her hands. Pardon the pun. Pardon the Gemara said it. Biyada. Pardon the pun. Yeah? Halloi damya. If you want to...
Her body is in her hands.
And her hands are for sure in her hands. Halloi damya. If you want to compare it to anything, compare it to this. Ela la'ema la'chaveiroi. When I gave it to you as a mashkoin, right? So if I gave it to you as a mashkoin, therefore what? The goof of the thing belongs to me. The payrest you can have. When I redeem it from you, the mashkoin, then tikkadish. And what happens then? The kotcher. That does work. So as long as she's got the goof, even if she hasn't got the payrest, then it still works.
Talking about a mortgage here.
Yeah, but the question is, we'll see in a soon, what happens to a mortgage when you make the thing hektish? Yeah, at the moment we're just saying that as long as the goof belongs to her, she should be able to be makdish it. It's maskif lo Rav Sheshi Rav Ravidi. So Rav Sheshi Ravidi asked a question on the question. Maskif Rav Sheshi Rav Ravidi. Me, Tommy, is it like that also? Hasam biyada liftoisa. When it's a mashkin, it's still up to him when he has the money to go and redeem it. Hacha ain biyada the gamish is asma. Same thing. She can't divorce herself, so it's not biyada. Halloi
domi. Body can't divorce her hands.
No, she can't get herself divorced to make the neder chal on the hands. Halloi domi. What is it like? Ella lo emu lachaveir esada zusha bishkati lachal le esashonim lechshavtan miuchati kodesh. That I said, I can't redeem it. That means right now I can't redeem it. I have to wait 10 years. Yeah? So now I can't redeem it, but nevertheless I want to make it kodesh to kotcha. So that it still works because the goof belongs to me. It's maskif lo Ravashi, me domi. Is that similar? Ravashi asked a question on the question on the question on the question on the question. Me domi. Hasam la esher shani mi yaber leftoisa. Okay, 10 years is a finite time. So at least at some point, he's going to be able to redeem it. Hacha ain't biyad lagar satzmal oilam. She can never make herself divorced. She has never got the, it's never up to her to make herself divorced and get back control of her ma'asi adayim. Elam Ravashi. So Ravashi says, no, you're on the right track, says Ravashi, that there's a difference between a neder and a hektish. Kain meis kamarti. You're asking a stir on Shmuel. Because he says by hektish that he's not makdish adavah shlo bala olam, and you're saying a neder is yechal adavah shlo bala olam. So Rav Ashi goes back to that and says you're right. There's a difference between a dorim and a hektish. Shani koymis, what's the difference? The kedushas agufninu, because when it comes to you're talking about her hands being mishubed, yeah. When he's trying to be makdish, when she's trying to make a neder, it's kedushas aguf. It's kedushas haguf. When he makes her hands hektish, it doesn't become a korban. He can't shecht her hands.
No, hektish means it's separated, right? Devoted, dedicated.
No, it means it belongs to the berakah bayis. So it's kedushas domim, right? So hektish in the Mishnah is kedushas domim.
But isn't that the
value? The value has to go to the Beis HaMikdash donation. Yeah. When he says. When it's a neder, is considered kedushas aguf, because it's chal on the thing itself. Yeah. So therefore, the difference between whether the thing is chal on the thing itself or the thing is al kedushas domim. Yeah. What's the difference? Like Rava said, the famous Rava in Psachim, Dama Rava, hektish chametz. Let's get something topical in here. Hektish chametz v'shichur mafkiyah midei shibud. If you have a shibud, let's say a normal mortgage, yeah. And you're makdish the thing that's shubud, or you made it chametz. I mean, or it was chametz and it became erev and became erev Pesach where it's asur b'hana, or it was an eved and you were meshachar the eved mafkiyim midei shibud v'nitashu mehashta. That takes away the shibud. That wins against the mortgage.
So the issur of chametz on Pesach.
The issur of chametz on Pesach takes away the. So what's the deal? Let's say it was meshubud to a goy, yeah. So the guy lent you money, and you said that the security for that loan is my 1,000 bagels, yeah? So what happened? Pesach comes along, and the bagels become Asr Bahano, and then the guy wants to get his pay from those bagels. So those bagels are now not Meshubah to the guy anymore. You've got to pay him with something else, because those bagels became Asr Bahano.
To you, not to the guy.
Of course, but it means
no longer secure. So that shibud,
that's right. So you've lost your security. You've got to give them something else. You have to secure it with something else. Yeah. Rashi points out that the Gemara says in Psachim that chemtze shel nochri, yeah, if it is not over by Rabbi Motzei. So we said that's only if the guy took it to his house.
It's not in your house.
Yeah. So if it's meshub, if the bagels are meshubit to him, and he's already got them sitting in his house, then it's considered the goy's, and it wouldn't be asur b'hana. But as long as the bagels are still sitting in your house, then it's the shibud is knocked off. So anyway, the same thing happens back to the zaguf. So therefore, if he makes her hands hektish, it is chal now. Because even though they're meshubit to him, but it's only a shibud. It's not that her hands really are his. And therefore, the hektish can come and knock off that shibud. Yeah? So what happens? Yeah. So therefore, this kedushas aguf amount is al muha rabbanon the shibud. So therefore, why obazoi niktashu mehashta? Obazoi, why do you have to say it's only later on? Why isn't it chal right now? Everybody agreed that if he's makdish it now while they're married, I'm sorry. Yeah, if he's makdish her hands now while they're married, ma'asiyat deha doesn't work. Yeah, because if she's makdish her hands now, it doesn't work. It's almuha, so the Gemara answers.
But that's because she can't be makdish something that's not hers.
But she can, because it's shibud. You can cancel a shibud by makdish. It's not. It is hers. It's just meshubit to him. Yeah. So the Gemara answers almuha rabban on the shibud debar the chachamim made the chachamim. So sorry, this is when we say niktishu. We're talking. Yeah, she says yikotshu yodai. Yeah, my hands should be hektish. So we said it's chal later, chim shigarsha, whatever. Why can't it be chal now? We can't be chal now because even though normally hektish would knock out the husband's shibud, but al muha rabban on the shibud at the baal, the chachamim strengthen the shibud of the husband. Ki heich le tiktish mehashta. you're right, the rabbis rigged it and they made this shibud stronger.
What's the shirush of the word Al-Mu'ba?
Allah means strong. Gavra Alma, yeah, strong. Called the Olim Gvar, yeah. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, now that we've talked about Ma'aseh Deha for 3 pages, Ve'elu Melacha She'isha Yisra
L'Baila.
Now we're going to talk about what is the actual work, what is the work, the job description of a wife. The job description of a wife. Techenes, she grunts.
Record this for
we are recording. We are recording it, so they can take it. What is the job description? Techenes, she has to grind stuff. Wheat, I guess. What do you grind? Wheat. The oifa, and she bakes. Umechabeses, and she does the laundry. Mevashelas, and she cooks. Umenikes bino, she nurses her son. Which is something that she's doing for him. It's a tova for him.
The mitzvah piri verivia. She's just helping out because she's got a body that works.
No, that's right. But also it means if she wouldn't feed the son, I suppose he would have to go and buy some formula. So it saves him money.
You have to go hire a wet nurse.
Or whatever. So it saves him money if she does it. Matzas le'amita, she makes the beds. Ve'oisa betzemer, and she does wool work, weaving. So those are all the things she has to do. So it's a pretty hefty job description. Hechnis le'shivchachas, if she's wealthy and she has a maid, so she wants the maid to share the burden. So the maid can do some of the stuff. She doesn't need to grind. She doesn't need to bake. She doesn't need to wash. Do the washing, the laundry. Shtayim, if she has two maids, ein vashelas, she doesn't have to cook.
The
ein
manikas bino. The things to go are the ones which have issa de rabbonon on pasakum and bishulakum. If she has a goyish maid.
And the laundry akum.
No. I'm just saying the first thing is to go. It's interesting.
Techenes. Well,
you would think that.
No, techenes. Techenes goes first.
No, in the first grouping.
In the first grouping is oife, but bishul's in the second grouping. Shtayim einu vashelas ve'manikas bino. She still has to cook. She has to bake.
We're assuming she has a Jewish. What?
Well, she'd be a shivcha knanis. Anyway, she could maybe still light the fires or something. Yeah, how do you stop something from being bishulakum? Yeah, you turn on the oven and then she does all the work. Shalosh, if she has 3 maids, ein matzas le'amita, then she doesn't have to make the beds, the maid can do it. Ve'ein oisa betzemer, she doesn't even need to do the wool stuff. Arba, if she has 4 maids, yesheves pekatadra, she sits and relaxes. So therefore, that's the things. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, even if she has 100 maids, he can still make her do the wool stuff. Because if she's sitting there with nothing to do, then she'll, yeah, the milkman will come, so that will lead to trouble. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, afa mader v'sishte melasis melacha. Another point is that a person makes a neder that his wife is not allowed to do any work. Yoitzi, we force him to give her a get. V'yiten ksuba, he's got to pay the ksuba. It's his fault. Why is it a bad thing if he does that? Shabbat tolam avila deshimum. If he doesn't let her do anything, she's going to get bored. And as Rashi says, shimum means boredom in normal Hebrew. And Rashi says shimum means shigoy. She's going to go crazy. She's going to go with sugar. You tell her she can't do anything. She'll go crazy. Yeah.
They didn't even have TV in those days.
Correct. Okay, or the internet. Says the Gemara, so let's start with Techenes. The first thing she has to do is grind. Techenes al kadaitich, she has to grind. Grinding, as Rashi says, is done. You have a water wheel, and the water turns the wheel, and the wheel grinds. So what's she doing? Ela ema matchenes. She operates the wheel. So it's a hifil. Yeah, she makes it happen. Or she has a hand grinder. She doesn't have a water wheel. It's interesting what the Habamina was. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what the question was. Says the Gemara, Maslis. Rashi says,
Mayim
Magaglin. So the question, he explains what the question was, but it doesn't. The answer is, Lachera, so obvious.
The water wheel was so common in that it's so, where there's not that many rivers flowing through, streams flowing to make water wheels run.
No. Says the Gemara, Masis like Rav Chiya. This Mishnah is not going to be according to Rav Chiya. The Tani Rav Chiya, as Brisa says, ain't Isha El Yoifi. The only job description of a wife is to stand there and look beautiful. Stand there and look beautiful, that's it. Ain't Isha El Bodim, and also to have kids. But not to do work. to weave and cook and clean and laundry. That's not what women are for. Women are to look beautiful. V'tani Rav Chiya, ein isha ela tachshita isha. She's supposed to be a mannequin for the jewelry. Yeah, this will go down well with all the women. Yeah, v'tani Rav Chiya. It's very misogynist. The Tani Rav Chiya.
You think they want to grind and
they may not want to, but they want the rights to. The Tani Rav Chiya. Haraitse she adin es ishtoi. If someone wants his wife to really look good, yal bishen a clay pishton. She should wear garments of pishton. I don't know why that's so wonderful, but obviously it is. Haraitse she yal bin es bitoi. If he wants his daughter's face to be white and smooth, yachilena, efroichim, he should give her young chicken, the ashkena cholov, and give her milk to drink, samach lepirka, when she's getting, guess coming to the age of beauty. Okay, that's that. Manikas.
This is
Rabbi Yosef Glili
said this. Because he's the one who holds himself if he's not.
Chicken and milk doesn't necessarily mean the same meal. Okay, my nika has been on. She nurses her son. So this sounds like it's dafka, not like Beshamai, like Besh Hillel. I don't know what would be the problem with that, but we want to make it going to everybody if we can. The Tanya within the Brice, not Rosh Lahanik has been on. If a woman makes a vow that she's not going to feed her son, she has to unhook himself and he's taka, not the kid. The kid is chal. Besil lemrim, kaifa minikasa, he can force her. Nizgarsha, if he divorces her, then ain't a kofa, he cannot force her. Vim haya makira, if the kid already recognizes her and is attached to her, noisin laschara of a kofa minikasa. He can force her also, but he has to pay her. Nipneha sakana, because once the kid is attached to his mother, then if you suddenly pull him off, it'll be dangerous. So we see that Beshamai hold a netes chal, and the Mishnah says that it's part of the shibud. So therefore, you want to say it's not like Beshamai. Answers the Gemara. I feel the time Beshamai. Hachamai askinan against a nadra. He v'kiyamlo. Who that she made the neder, but he was mekayim it. So if he's mekayim it, then it's like he's doing it. Kesari Beshamai. Who knows? That's the bench you know. When he's the one who's mekayim it, it's like his fault. He's the one who did it, and therefore it's chal. Vesilah Savra, he knows that's the bench in Neha. Even if he's Mekayamid, she's the one who made the Neder, and therefore it's not Chal. He's Mekayamid, he doesn't want to make fights, but really it's her doing. Fred the Gemara, if that's the Machlekish and Mesham Vesilah, whose fault it is, Niflugu Beksuva Beyama, why do they argue about feeding the kid? Why don't they just argue in general about any Neder that she makes? But oh, and furthermore, Tanya Beshamar Erim Eina Menika. Beshamar said Mefurish that she cannot do it. Yeah? Ella, or that she doesn't have to do it. That's not one of the things that she has to do. Ella, Machvartim, but she's like a Beshamai. Well, based on that, we have to say that the Mishnah is not Beshamai, because the Mishnah says that she does have to. Okay.